This call is being recorded.
All right, now everybody breathe evenly and deeply, breathing in through your nose and out through your mouth, rhythmically, gently. Feel the energy as you breathe in, and as you exhale, that is a resting period. So everything is an energy and a rest. The entire universe works in that respect, energy and a rest. So as you breathe in, that is the energy. As you breathe out or exhale, that is the rest. Creation was done in this way, in the same manner, an energy and a rest. Creation was the energy. The rest was at the end of the creationary period. This is all the way it works throughout creation, whether it was from the beginning or throughout creation now. Always an energy and a rest. Now, as you breathe in that golden white light. See that light then moving throughout your body, filling your body with light. See light going everywhere. Your body is filled with light. Your attention at your heart center, your fourth chakra. See all the seven chakras lined up in perfect alignment from the three below the fourth to the three above, as well as the extra chakras, the ones that have not yet come online. They also begin to see those. As you're aware of the chakras aligned in the various colors, of course, many people see the colors differently than others, and there is no right or wrong here. Now, if you would be aware of an energy coming from the galactic central sun, as an electric blue light shooting down from the sun through our solar sun into the solar system, throughout all of the planets, connecting with all of the planets, all of the ships and cosmic beings that are out there, and then down through the top of your head. Electric blue light shooting down through the top of your head, through your body, down through your feet, into the earth, all the way to the core of the earth. Then another energy coming from the core of the earth, shooting back up through your feet, through your body, through the top of your head, all the way back to the galactic central sun, so that your body now is sitting within two pillars of light, one from above, one from below. You are the anchor of that light. All of you, the light workers, have been anchoring this light coming from the galactic central sun for some time now. Now you, those of you who are the warriors, are spreading that light. Now I want you to spread that light, but see it first as an ember of light within you, a flicker of light. You all have this flame within you, this burning flame, some burning brighter than others. But if it is yet a flicker at this point, begin to burn it brightly within you. And as it begins to burn brightly, see it turning into a violet flame. A violet flame growing and expanding within you until the flame has completely expanded around your body so that you are engulfed in this violet flame now. Just as Sananda said 1 or 2 weeks ago, that you can surround yourself with the force field of your Merkaba, you can also surround yourselves with a force field of this violet flame. Now with this violet flame surrounding your body, engulfing your body. Just as any flame burns out all the old, see and feel and know this flame now burning out all the old within you, all the old paradigm, the old thoughts, the old programming, burning away with this flame, burning away as the dross is burned away. Something is burned away, it is replaced with something that is born again, born anew, new life. So as the old paradigm leaves, as the old programming within you leaves, it's no longer viable within you. See it replaced now with the new paradigm of the higher vibrations and higher dimensions. New paradigm of the golden age of Gaia. The age of Gaia that you are creating now, you, the collective you, are all creating this new golden age. With your every thought, with your every action, with your feelings, you are creating it now. See this light now, this violet flame spreading out, expanding further and further past your body, encompassing the room wherever you find yourself, expanding, expanding, till it expands, so it engulfs your entire house or building where you reside now. Further and further out, continues to expand and grow. Until it has eventually expanded to engulf the entire planet. So as your consciousness now leaves your physical body and shoots up into the sky, up above the earth, you look back down on the earth, and you see the earth entirely engulfed in this violet flame, a flame that is purging out all the old programming, the old ways that no longer work, only work within the three-dimensional vibrations. The earth herself, Gaia herself, is now ascending past these vibrations, these lower vibrations. And you, those of you, all of you, the workers and the warriors, are the ones that are continuing to expand the frequency, raise the frequency higher and higher and higher. Till the point now where you begin to not only see the earth engulfed in this violet flame, but the entire solar system engulfed in the violet flame. Then even beyond that into the galaxy. So above and so below. Whatever occurs here on the earth is occurring outside of the earth as well. Whatever occurs within your own earth, within you, is occurring outside of yourself as well. The microcosm and the macrocosm of all of life. Allow yourselves now to begin to drift back from wherever you find yourselves toward your physical body. As you move into your physical body, be aware now that your life is changed as a result of all that you have been doing up to this point. When you purge yourself with the violet flame, your life takes on, or your body takes on, a new life within it. New consciousness replaces the old consciousness, the old program. You are the new life. You are the one. Allow yourself now to come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. I come with the violet flame. But I am not only the violet flame, but you are the violet flame as well. We are all together the violet flame. We are all together the flame of purging, purging out all of the old that no longer works, will no longer work. You are the new life. We are the new life. As everything continues to revolve and change and move into a new evolutionary pattern throughout the planet, those of you, the light workers and warriors, those of you that are anchoring the light and sharing the light, you are the ones that are creating the new world all around you. First, you create it within yourself. Then you create it outside of yourself. All of you together are creating this new world. This new world with a new paradigm, with new frequencies, new higher frequencies and vibrations that are brought about by the tonal changes that are coming to the planet. New frequencies that are arriving, new energies you are all beginning more and more to feel these energies. Sometimes these energies are difficult to work with. Other times they are a blessing as you feel them move into you. The blissful feelings that come as a result of this. Because you know with these new energies that you have arrived to the point. You have arrived to the zero point. Zero point where life literally begins to stand still. Time zones, or rather the timeline, begin to merge more and more. For I said through another source recently, the time is nigh. That is true. For there are many changes that are coming, many that have been working in the background for some time and have literally brought the cabal, those of the dark forces, to their very knees, because they know that their time is nearly up. Yet they struggle, they fight, hold on to all that they have known, because they are not going into the higher vibrations with you. They are not going to be able to withstand the energies as you are feeling them now. Because as these energies come in, it causes those who cannot handle them to lash out at their brothers and sisters. That is all they have ever known to do. Not to love, not to share, not to be as one, but to be divided, to bring derision and division to all of those so that they can continue to maintain their control. But they are fast losing that control because the world is not dividing. The world is coming together. The people on the planet are coming together. Even if it does not show in your various media presentations, it will begin to do so. For as always, for those that have eyes to see and ears to hear, if you are looking for the positive, you will find the positive. Just as if you are looking for the negative, you will find that as well. For all is coming now to a balance, a balancing point. And you, my friends, are that balancing point. You will come to understand this more and more as these days and weeks and even months begin to fly by even more than they have. Because time as you know it, or have known it, is ceasing to exist. Time is speeding up. The energy timelines are speeding up as well, and bringing about the many changes that are very near to becoming real to all of you. Those of you know, those of you that are awakened, know that the President of the United States, the Donald Trump, is the one that is challenging the very forces that have been at work for a long time. He is challenging those forces. And in doing so, he is finding himself at times being kept from doing what he knows to do. Yet he is persevering. He is pushing forward. Because he is the one that is meant to go up against those forces. And in doing so, he is bringing about a great many changes that as of yet, many are in the background, but they are coming forward. You will see these changes very shortly now. These shifts in energy that are as a result of the old paradigm falling away, being replaced by the new paradigm. New paradigm of love, of peace, of harmony, of oneness, replacing the old paradigm of fear, of hatred, of anger, of derisiveness. Time is nigh, my friends. Time is now. So reach deep within yourselves, each and every one of you, and find that strength within to reach out to your fellow brothers and sisters whenever the opportunity now arises. And I tell you now, as Saint Germain, many more opportunities will arise for you to do so, to share the light, to spread the light, to be the light. Because you are the light to the world. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now with all of my peace and love, and that the violet flame continues to burn within each of you and spread accordingly to the consciousness as it is needed. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to you, one who serves here.
Oh my God, I was wishing that you would come today. Oh my God, I'm sorry.
The one who serves, come today. We are always here. We are always here to be with you.
I was hoping to hear your chanting, and you did it.
Yes, very good. We like chanting. And we know that you also will begin more and more to enjoy the chanting as well. Not so much the chant that you just heard now, but the chants that you have spoken of earlier, the Lemurian chants, as you are calling them. They are from the mother tongue. They are from the mother tongue, and they were spoken in those times, in those ways, to bring about frequency changes all around them, so that those records, as they put replace them into their secret places, that they could be protected for many thousands of years. And these records have been protected for many thousands of years, not only in this place where you first go, but in other places as well, as those times come forward and you have unlocked the secrets of the frequencies that are needed here. And you will understand this more and more as you come closer to your time in going there, as well as when you find yourself there at that point. Much will be given in those times ahead. But on other things to speak of here, not only on the expedition to the craters, but other things here are important as well. You are moving into an understanding. Each and every one of you are moving into a new understanding. Understanding of yourselves, knowing of yourself, but understanding of the world as well. Understanding that, as Saint Germain said, you are the world, you are the light. Each and every one of you, we are all the light. We are all the one. And we are all coming together as the one. And at times in the future, you will find that everyone in the planet, if you can even begin to imagine the possibilities here, but everyone will understand this. Can you imagine that you will be in contact with people all over the world and they will all understand this concept, the oneness? Can you imagine what that will be like to the world, to the people of the world? And not only to the people, but to the animals and the plants. We all are one. You will be able to speak to the animals. You will be able to speak to the plants. You will be the Dr. Doolittle that you have in your fairy tales. You will be able to talk to those animals, and they will understand what you are saying. And you will, and more importantly, you will understand what they are saying. Because right now, I got news for you here. They know what you are saying, or rather what you are thinking. Thinking and feeling, and they can, through their use of telepathy, and they are far advanced in this than the human condition is at this point, But they understand telepathy, and you, those of you, are coming more and more to understand this as well, as you are finding that you are able to, through your to your fellow brothers and sisters, other people I am speaking of here, where you think something and they immediately think it or say it after you. This is happening more and more and will continue to happen more and more as these gifts of spirit become more and more a part of your lives. They were once a part of your lives, and certainly in the Atlantean and Lemurian times, and it was lost through the Dark Ages. As some of you were able to continue the secrets, continue to work with the mysteries, whether it was in a monastery or whether it was in a coven, in terms of a witch's coven, not in terms of black magic, but white magic. Those of the Druid societies continued with the mysteries, continued working with nature, continued working with the understanding that all is one, coming together with the plants and the trees and the animals and everything being as the oneness. This is where you are coming back to, all of you. And this is what is ahead for mankind at this point. We are ready now to entertain your questions. That is a good word here. We will use entertainment. Entertain your questions.
We
and we will come with hopefully entertaining answers as well.
We have a question from the email audience real quick, and then
yes.
you can turn it over to the phone audience.
Yes.
President, this is from David. Question, President Trump approved a Space Force as part of a new military branch. How does that relate to the secret space program or the galactic disclosure?
We can tell you that it is a grand opening to this. It is an attempt to bring out into the open this idea of space, not only the final frontier, but space as you are moving into it and understanding it. And more will come to understand that this is a viable undertaking and movement toward not leaving the Earth, but exploring beyond the Earth, exploring the other planets and the solar system and even out into the galaxy. And all of this is a prelude or precursor to that. But it is also an opening to be able to share about what has been called the secret space program. And yes, there is a secret space program. Not so much secret to all of you, but secret to much of the planet. Much of the people here on the planet are oblivious to this idea of that there has been this secret space program for some time. But it is an opening to this, and it is a way to bring this about gently, not with a lot of fanfare and a huge announcement saying, yes, you are not alone. Well, when you hear that, certainly you are all going to say, well, we already knew we weren't alone. We've known that for some time. But it is, as we say here, an opening into a grander announcement, you can say, but not great announcements, because it will be more of a gradual understanding that is going to come forward. But there will be an event. There will be various mini events leading to a main event that will open this wide open and this whole understanding here. It will also come along with the various truths that are being revealed now in the area of your various human trafficking and all of these kinds of things. These are things that have been going on for some time. But this is going to be revealed as well as the corruption in your governments. And all of these things are coming forward now and will be revealed. It is all a part of the truth shall set you free. Okay?
Thank you so much.
Are there other questions?
I've got a question. Hello. We love you so much. This is Susan. Saint Germain was talking about the time is nigh. And I think all of us on the calls and all of us in this group can feel that. And I know there's going to be a lot of amazing changes. And we all want to help our fellow man and the Earth and Gaia. is the currency reset and the revaluation part of all these changes that are coming this year or soon to help us to help the planet? Is that part of it?
We will certainly say your second word there soon. And we say that, though, which is your saying here, tongue-in-cheek, is that your saying here? That we say this with joyfulness and some laughter here behind this, because you're soon, when we say soon, it is not so much you're soon as you know it, and you know we cannot give the date and all of this, because we do not yet know when that is going to be. We do not know the hour of when the master cometh again, as you heard in the earlier reading here. We do not know this, and even if we did know this, we could not give it directly because it is not for us to give. But with that understanding, know that everything is nigh, as Saint Germain said. It is very close. You are coming to the point where many things are going to come together, many different things. You are beginning to hear rumblings of these things coming forward in your various intel that is coming forward, in your queue, anon, as we understand it, and other things that are being brought forth that are coming to reveal that the understandings that have been held back for some time but are being revealed now, little by little, here and there. And as it continues to do so, it will be like an avalanche that begins slowly. When an avalanche begins, it begins slowly as a rumble in the background, and it begins to rumble forward and gain steam, as you would say, or gain momentum. And the avalanche continues to come down the mountain and takes the trees and the buildings, whatever is in front of it, and continues to gain more and more and more momentum. This is what is happening now. You are in the process, in the beginning of that avalanche coming down, or has also been spoken of the dominoes falling. There has been a domino that did fall. You may not have been fully aware of it, but it did fall. It was a smaller one, you might say, but it is the beginnings. It is the beginnings that will lead to the next domino and the next one, or the avalanche gaining more and more and more momentum, you see? Does this answer your question?
It does, and I really hope and pray that Trump has galactic protection as well as his military, because people are wanting to kill him because he's the bright light that's helping us get to this place. So I hope he has galactic help.
Well, we can say certainly, since you have brought this up, he does have not only galactic help, but he has the Ascended Masters. He has much help, much beyond what you can even begin to imagine at this point, much more than he even knows that he has. There was an incident that occurred sometime not that long ago, as we find it, where they attempted to shoot down his plane. But that was thwarted, as you many of you know at this point. They attempted to take down Air Force One, but it did not happen. And it did not happen because it cannot happen. He does have protection, and you all have protection as well. Otherwise, the cabal, those dark forces, would have done much, much more than what has already occurred. Those of you know that their plan for world takeover and all of these things, and for the depopulation of the planet, all of that has been thwarted. Otherwise, you would have had a massive pandemic, or you would have had a major war, or many other things that could have happened, have not happened, because that was the old timeline. That was the old paradigm, as Saint Germain said many times there. It is the old paradigm. It does not fit into the new paradigm with the new energies. The new energies are love and peace and harmony and oneness and on, you see? So there is no place for war. There is no place for famine. There is no place for pestilence. There is no place for disease. None of this in the new higher vibrations of the new paradigm. Okay?
Wonderful. Thank you. Many blessings to you.
Yes. Other questions?
Hello,
what
is this? I have a Hello? Question.
Hello? Hello? Yes.
Sorry.
Rhea, we love you.
Sorry. I just really had to get in there and go, hello. I love you, and that's the first thing I want to say. All of you, I love you all. And I'm blessed that you actually said about QAnon, because many people really want to know, is QAnon real? Is QAnon this? Is QAnon that? Of course, in my heart, I know it's real, but there's many who listen to the call who's unaware and probably misguided. So it's lovely to hear that you said, yes, QAnon is who QAnon is, the team, the members of QAnon, and they are for the light, and they are spreading truth. So that was wonderful to hear that. And there's just a little, I was being a little bit perplexed because there's been a huge rally in England for anti-Brexit. Ugh, it's getting worse. And I thought, what's this? Is this part of the plan? Because it looks like the television people and all that lot, the media, are going, this England wants to get out of this whole Brexit deal. And, of course, we don't want that. Of course, we want to get out of the EU. So can you shed some light on that? Thank you, and I love you.
The people want out, or rather, the people want to be in the Brexit. The ones that are against it are the part of the European Union, and those that are wanting the depopulation of the planet and all of these things are wanting the... the takeover of the world and the subjugation of the people of the world. This is what is continuing. Wanting the old to continue, the old vibrations to continue, the old paradigm, the business as usual. They are the ones that are against the Great Britain leaving the European Union. And they are also the ones that are attempting to block others from leaving this European Union. But we can tell you now that the European Union, as you know it and have known it for some time, will not be much longer. It is going to fall because it is not a part of the new vibrations, the new higher vibrations. It cannot be because it is about derision and dividedness and all of these types of things. So... be of good cheer. It is all going to work out as it needs to, as things keep going along here. You will see, okay?
Oh, lovely. That's music to my ear. I love it. Thank you. I love you. Blessings. I'll let someone who just spoke earlier on. Thank you. I love you.
Yes,
I have a question, Wano, sir.
Yes.
Hello, this is Nijia, and my question is about the summer solstice energies, actually. This week, the night of the 20th, I knew that something was going to happen, so I was ready to encounter someone in my dream. But, I mean, it happened in kind of in real life. I first at night, I felt there were kind of a huge physical work was done on my knees as if they were inserting a device or something on my left knee. And after that, there were presence in the room and something like kind of energy. This is from my human perspective, how I perceived it. Someone on my bed, I felt my sheets like and my blanket getting tight on me. And I heard the breathing really a lot audible. Like the fight workers when they're breathing in their masks, it was as loud as that. I freaked out, but I was at the same time not too much. I was telling myself, stay on the positive. You have to stay on the positive. And it lasts for a few seconds, whatever. So I'm very, very curious about that presence and any messages behind it. Thank you so much.
But we can tell you, and not only to this one who is asking question here, but directed to all of you, as these energies continue to arrive here on the planet and continue to increase the vibrations, many of you will begin to have experiences that were not available to you in the lowered vibrations. In other words, you will begin to have experiences of seeing things, hearing things that would not have been there before, or you would not have been aware of before. And you now, at this point, will begin to experience those metaphysical, beyond physical understandings that will be available to you. And this is going to happen more and more to many of you in many different experiences, whether you are in your meditation state or whether you are simply walking around outside of your home and you experience something that would not have noticed before, but now you will begin to notice it. And some of you will notice things that others around you will be unaware of completely. Certainly, as you look at the skies at night and you see the many ships, you are seeing them. They are not seeing them. Those that are not ready at this point, have not raised their vibrations enough, are not open to understandings beyond the physical here. They will not see them, but you are seeing them. So yes, to the one who is asking this question directly, you are seeing into other dimensions here at this point, beginning that process. And it will continue the more you allow it to continue, you see?
Yes. Great. Thank you so much.
Yes. There'll be other
Hello,
questions.
Hello, Juan.
Hello,
Oh, yeah. near you.
Go ahead.
Okay. Hello, beautiful friend. This is Lorelei. I wanted to ask about the light body. I was of the impression that the light body was going to be sort of a physical body, but that could accept enough light to bring it to the 5D dimension. And then someone else had said on a call, there won't be any physicality in the light body. So can you tell us a bit more about the light body?
I can tell you that your physical body, as you know, it is going to shift and change and continue to morph, you might say, into a higher vibratory body. And with this higher vibratory body, you will move more and more toward what you know or what you are beginning to understand as the light body. Your Merkaba light vehicle, your light body, all of these are somewhat one and the same. And you are moving to that. When you have fully gone through the ascension process, now we say fully gone through the ascension. When you have fully ascended, you will then be in that light body. But it is a time coming now. It is not going to be an instantaneous overnight sensation for most of you. Some of you will experience this, but it will be very few in the beginnings here as you move through this ascension process. And as you have heard before, many of you, the ascension process will go to be in waves as it continues to move forward. Those of you will be, many of you will be the first wavers of this. Does not mean you will fully ascend, but you will ascend enough so that you will understand what it is to be completely beyond the three-dimensional and even fourth dimension experience. And then you, those of you will decide to come back and assist those of your brothers and sisters to do as well. Others of you will move in the more second wave, and then you will experience more of the ascension and may decide not to come back and be a part of this, may decide to go home, as it has been said here. Go home to your various planets and systems where you came from originally. This is all a part of free choice, which in some cases, those of you here on the planet now, those of you that we are speaking to, you have had free choice to do pretty much anything you have wanted to do, but you have been held back also at a subconscious or unconscious level to be able to know that you had that free choice, if you understand what we are saying here. Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, thank you so much.
I have a question. Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Now we're talking about the light body. I've often wondered when the Kundalini rises, is that ascension? I know it's called an enlightenment, but is that the same or is it different?
That is a process within ascension.
Okay.
Through, as you are going through your transition, it is not the full ascension, no. But it is a major process or part of the ascension process.
Well, what really happens to us when that happens as far as our vibrations and our knowing what is going on?
At that point, when you have full, when your Kundalini has fully arisen and it is happening at the point where it needs to, in other words, you are ready for it, your body is ready for it, your emotional, mental, and physical body are all ready, and your astral are all ready for this Kundalini rising, then you will be at that enlightenment point where you will realize that you and your Father are one. This is where Yeshua came to in his life, when he realized fully that he and his Father were one. And then he was able to go forward and do those so-called miracles. And we say so-called because they were not miracles as you will come to understand them, but they are simply a scientific understanding of how to manipulate the elements, work with the elements. Okay?
Okay. Thank you. I love
Can
that.
Can I ask? Oh, sorry. Sorry.
That's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, can I ask a question?
Yes.
This is Irena, and my question is, I don't remember exactly when I was meditating, and then came a sentence. First, I was thinking that it was like a phrase in Korean language, and I was repeating that phrase, but later, I said to myself, no, it didn't sound like Korean. It was like short phrases what I was repeating. So I was wondering if you know anything about it, what happened to me that moment.
What we can tell you again about this type of thing is, as we said earlier to the other one who asked the question, without being fully direct here, you have to understand that many more of you will begin to have experiences that are beyond the three-dimensional understanding. And this was one of those such experiences. There will be times you have heard before of those that can speak in tongues, or they can speak in other languages that they never knew before. This is an understanding. This is a coming to understand when you are finding that connection again, that reconnection, we will say, with your higher self. And when that occurs, then all these things become more and more possible, you see. It is all about the continuing to move up in vibration and staying in the higher vibrations. Okay?
Okay, so it means I was speaking something what I knew before.
It's very possible. That is very possible.
Okay, thank you.
There was one that was one kept trying to come on and ask their question. And it was a male voice here.
Thank you, one who serves. That's me. This is Josh. And I wanted to ask, can you please provide some illumination around what's happening or not happening at the U.S. border? And specifically, can you offer any advice to us light workers as to how to discuss this topic with friends and family, how to convey perhaps that it's being used as a massive distraction and division campaign by the dark power structure without dismissing their very real human sensitivities around the dynamic?
Yes, what we can tell you is that there are happenings there, there are those things that are occurring that are not of high vibration, certainly. They are of lower vibration. They are of those that are continuing to try to divide the country here into the Democrats and the Republicans and the left wing and the right wing and all of these things that you have here. And they are trying to bring divisiveness here between those of you, trying to divide the country, as we say. And they are showing pictures and these things, which are older pictures in many of these texts, as we find it, that are not showing directly what is occurring now. And they are not of the one that is the President Trump. It's not his doing. It is those that are trying to bring about these, holding on, rather, to the old paradigm, as he's saying here, onto the old business as usual. And again, trying to bring the division here between those of the light and those of the darkness here. The darkness is continuing to try to hold on here and bring this across in their media and to show the world that, see, this is Trump, and see, this is what he is doing. He is dividing families and all of these things. And it is not his doing. He is attempting to hold the borders here in terms of keeping the those that are not, let's say, those that are not ready to come into the country here, trying to hold on to the borders and these things. This is not of the light, certainly, to do this, but it is in some cases necessary here to provide these sense of security for those here in this country, as well as in other countries, certainly as well. So this is occurring, but it is a process that is happening here to bring about, it will come, actually, it will have the opposite effect as we are finding it, because it will show the world that it is not the Trump that is doing this, but it is those of the dark forces of the cabal that continue to create this division, derisiveness. Is that it? How do you pronounce that word?
Yeah.
Divisiveness? Divisiveness. Divisiveness, derision, all of this, all the same thing.
Derisiveness.
So what you're saying is there will be some revelations to come that will, because I think everybody, and most people on this call, or resonate with what you're saying, but for us in terms of trying to help our fellow brothers and sisters who are quite awake to what's going on, what you're saying is there will be some revelations that will help to expose this particular propaganda campaign, if you will.
There will be, that is correct, and it is not up to you, though, those of you, the light workers and warriors, to attempt to dissuade or persuade those others that are not ready for this. Let them have their understandings, their beliefs, and you just simply, when you have the opportunity, plant a seed here or there, but do not try to convince them of anything. It is not yet time for that. It will come where you will not need to convince anyone. They will come to you and ask for your understanding. And many will say, well, you have been saying this for some time and we did not believe you, but wow, you were right all along. And that will be music to your ears at that time. But that is not yet here yet. Okay?
Well, thank you. That really resonates, and it provides an immediate sense of peace around the situation. Thank you, one who serves.
Yes.
I have a question.
One more question here, and maybe two more.
I have a question.
Yes.
I wanted to see, my name is Naila, hi. I wanted to see if you could confirm, I heard stories this week of people that have vanished and maybe ascended that are no longer here. And I just wondered if you could comment on that.
What we can tell you is this people ascending and this type of thing has been going on for some time. But it has happened minimally here, you might say, here and there, not in terms of a mass ascension. Those of you are moving toward a mass ascension, meaning many people around the planet, many millions, even maybe billions at a time, through those waves of ascension that we spoke of here. There will be several waves. It will not all be at one time. There will be a process as you are moving through this. And you are all now moving through this transition that is occurring, the transition that is a part of the ascension process. So if people are disappearing, there are many different reasons for this. It could be that they are moving through their ascension, but it could also mean other things as well. And some of this can be people disappear, children certainly disappear from time to time because of those nefarious operations that are going on, which have been called the human trafficking and this type of thing, which will all come to an end, certainly, as the people of the planet become aware of what has been occurring and become up in arms, you might say, not directly arms in terms of weapons, but up in arms that this type of thing could have been going on for so long. And they will say then, enough is enough, this will not happen anymore, and then it will come to an end. When the people rise up and realize what has been occurring. And this will also come with the media. Your mass media will begin to shift and change as those of in control over these media operations lose that control. And that is coming as well. And when they can finally begin to come out with the truth, the real truth, and this again, the truth shall set you free. Okay.
When he says,
thank you.
I'm so sorry. My son.
Else?
This
anybody?
Is
anybody?
Yes. My son's yes. Here. He wanted to ask a question. My son.
We need to interrupt here. We need to have someone else who has not had question yet wants to come in.
This is Trudy. I had a question.
Yes.
I've had a rough week because the energy have been kind of bringing me to my knees, and I try to go through it as gracefully as I can, but I go into my meditations and I ask questions. And when I heard Saint Germain talk today, when he said 0 point, it jogged my memory because the meditation said to me, I guess it didn't really speak to me, I just felt it. And I'm asking, you know, why am I feeling so lost right now? I can't contact you. I can't get in touch with you, and I don't feel you the way I'm used to feeling you. And it came through to me, you're very spoiled. You know, you rely on your mystical experiences to keep your vibration high. And when you don't get them, you lose faith or you slip. And I said, oh, you're so right, because I am spoiled and I'm selfish to even complain about it when all of us are going through this, and I realize that there's something more going on I don't know about. And then I realize that on the highs, we are ascending very high, even into new timelines. And it's like we're anchoring there. And then when we go back down and we drop back down to the old timeline, we're releasing so much of this density that we've carried for us for eons. And then I saw it. I saw this process going on, and I'm going up and I'm going down. But as I go up, I go higher and I anchor higher, which is really, really good. But when I come back down, it's a release and it's a process that's going on. And I saw this process and I understood it. And I just, I was so relieved because I thought, what have I done? I've done something wrong. And I realized, no, I'm doing exactly what I'm supposed to do, but I need to be more thankful and appreciative of the process. And can you address this for me, please?
Is there a question there?
Well, my question is there a process that we're going through that as the light workers, we're anchoring higher levels for everyone? And as we come back down to, you know, this timeline, I feel like I'm moving up through different timelines and then coming back down. But it's necessary to do that, to release the density, so that as I can keep ascending higher and higher. Did I interpret this information correctly?
Yes, you are all going through the transition here. And as you move through this transition, there will be different processes as you go through. And you are experiencing the going up in vibration, as we have spoken of many times, and anchoring the light, anchoring yourself in that vibration, those higher vibrations. And then when you come down from that, it is as if you would come crashing down back into the old paradigm, the old 3D illusion, into the denseness there, and it becomes even more dense. This is why those of us, the Ascended Masters, those of the Galactics, those of the Agarthans, they will not come down to your vibration, because it is too low. It is too dense for them. It is like a crashing down for them. So this is why it has been said many times that you need to come up to their vibration. You need to come up and meet us, and then we can come down a little bit to meet you part way, you see. But you must come first to come up. So those of you who are going through this transition, and as you continue to go through this transition, we have spoken before that the familiars in your life, whether they be guides or comfort zones, those things which have held you in comfort, in the old paradigm, in the old programming, those things you are used to, they will fade away. And as they fade away, they will be replaced by the new guides, the new zones, though you might say, that are not quite as comfortable, at least in the beginning, but it will shift and change. And as you continue to move up in those higher vibrations and anchor yourselves there longer and longer and longer, then it will be as if you are coming home. And you will not need to drop down to those lower vibrations again, unless you want to, unless you are wanting to come down and help another to come up, you see?
Well, I agree with what you're saying, and you're always right. I needed to have you help me understand what I was seeing in my meditation, and you did that, because I think when these light energies come through and they're so strong and they physically affect us, my struggle to maintain that high is more difficult, and that's what I need to work on, is remaining in that higher vibration no matter what's happening.
Yes. That's very good. Now we take one more question for anybody who has not yet asked a question.
One who serves, this is Melinda Siebold, and I would like your input regarding the accuracy of three sources of information. One is the book, The Pleiadian Agenda by Barbara Hand Clow, and the others are two YouTube channels which deal with extraterrestrial races, and those are called The Universe Inside You, and the other one is called Mystery and Discover Six.
And what would you like to know here? You have not asked the question here.
Well, I'm just wondering... the accuracy levels of the information related in those particular YouTube channels and books.
What we will say to you on this is to direct it to everyone here, and the idea of your discernment. We will not say directly whether one book or one particular source is greater than another, except in certain circumstances. But in terms of various books, and there are many thousands and thousands of books that have been written on extraterrestrials, on conspiracy theories, and all of these things that are out there. And it is not for us to say whether this one is good or this YouTube channel is good or whatever it might be. It is for you to determine that. It is for you to discern that. So if you resonate to it, if it feels right to you, then it is right. This is how you can understand and use discernment here. If it feels right, it is right. If it does not feel right, if it does not resonate within you, then put it aside. It is not for you, you see? So always, and in all ways, use this discernment. This is what this entire portion of your lives is all about. This entire process that you are going through, this transition you are going through, is all about coming to discernment and coming to understand fully that you need nothing outside of yourself. Everything comes from within self and from your higher God self within self. Even to the point of these channelings, it is wonderful to hear us. Why, we are sure you enjoy these conversations, you enjoy these discourses that we bring forward, these messages, but it is most important for you to take these messages and then take them within yourself and realize that it is all the answers are already within you. We are just providing the guidance here, the nudges here and there to help you along to finally realize that you have always been connected to your higher self. You have never not been connected to your higher self, and you are already one. And as we say many times, be the one. And we say this to be the one because many of you do not yet realize that you are already the one. All of you need to be the Neo in the Matrix. You see? The one. We are needing to release channel here now. And before we do, continue in your ways that you have come to understand, the various tools that you have been given, whether it is the violet flame, whether it is working with crystals, whether it is the Merkaba light vehicle, whatever it might be, various meditation techniques, yoga, shamanism, whatever it might be, all of these are tools that you have at this time to continue to work with and to continue to bring you to that understanding, that final understanding that you and your Father are one and have always been one. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Love you.
Thank you. Blessings.
Thank you.